بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of all barakat and blessing. And in His control is the sovereignty. Allah is the one who has created death and life to test you which of you is best in actions. So these are the opening verses of Surah Mulk which we have discussed previously. Many times we have explained the tafsir of these verses. But in essence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed us into this world and Allah has given us life and we are all going to pass through death and then we go to the akhirat. So Allah Rabbul Izzat has placed us into this world to test us. لِيَبَلُوَكُمْ Allah wants to see أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا Which one of you is best in actions. In other words, who is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who is awra'u anil maharim? Who is the one who is refraining totally from all those things that Allah has made haram? Who is refraining from all the prohibitions of Allah Rabbul Izzat? Who is doing all those things that Allah has commanded him to do? Who is asra'u ila ta'at? Who is hastening in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who is the one who has got real fikr for the akhirah? One who knows he is going to leave this world. And therefore Allah has mentioned maut before death in this verse. Whereas we know we first get life and then death. Alladhi khalaqa al-mauta wal-hayat. Allah is the one who has created death and life. Allah has brought death. Allah has made mention of death before life to draw our attention that we are in this world for a short period of time. We are all going to taste death. The real and ultimate abode is the hereafter. And that is the fikr you and I ought to have. The real worry, how am I going to cross pul sirat? How, what is going to be the condition of my fate on the day of qiyamah? When my a'mal will be weighed? Will my good deeds outweigh my bad deeds? Or will it be the other way around? How will I stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and account for my sins? I'll be single all alone before Rabbul Izzat. And I have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why I committed this sin, why I did that action, that particular day, that particular time. All alone I have to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So various conditions and the stations on the day of Qiyamah, very, very horrifying. If a person has real fikr for the day of Qiyamah, his real fikr, what is going to happen to him in the qabr? Man rabbuk, ma deenuk, man hadha rajul. Those three questions the angels will ask us. And then if the person is successful, then he'll be in bliss and happiness. But if he is failing in the qabr, and if he fails in the qabr, he does not pass the test there, then he'll be in absolute horror. He'll be in pain, he'll be in misery, in punishment, in the qabr and the hereafter. So a person who has real fikr for the akhirat will ensure that he is أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا that his actions are best. And the person will improve his actions. One who is not well, he's sick, he has a flu. So he goes to the doctor. Doctor prescribes some medication. He takes that medication. Perhaps the doctor gives him an injection. After a few days, nothing is happening. He's not feeling well. Oh, his condition has gone worse. He goes back to the doctor. Doc, please give me something better, man. Give me another injection. Can't you give me some stronger tablets? And the doctor will prescribe something more heavy for him. And if that doesn't work also, then he sees a physician. He goes to the best doctor. He even searches in the internet to see what are the symptoms, what are the remedies. And he'll ask people who have got similar problems so that he may better his condition. His health may improve. My respected brothers and elders, imagine our ruh, our islah, fikr for the akhirat. What type of fikr we have? Have we ever pondered? Look at the malice I have in my heart. The pride I have in my heart, the anger I have in my heart, the jealousy, the takabbur, the ujab, the vanity. I am talking nonsensical things. I'm not making hifazat of my tongue. I'm hearing ghibat. I'm making ghibat. I'm poking fun at people. I'm mocking people. I'm laughing. I'm deceiving. All those things, it doesn't bother us. Because we don't have the real fikr of the akhirat. Therefore, our amal is not going to be ahsan. We may perform our actions, our rituals, we read salat, but there is no jaan in the salat. There is no khushu in the salat. We're not prepared to better our actions. So this is the important lesson we are discussing tonight, that if a person has real fikr for akhirah, he will ensure that he makes proper islah. He will go to those people who will be able to detect his weaknesses. You find in the past, a person was so concerned about his akhirah, he knew the humiliation of the hereafter. Standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and failing one's test and being humiliated there in the hereafter and becoming ruswa and zaleel and disgraced, it is worse than the humiliation of this world. And therefore the people of the past will make amends. If they did something wrong, they took away somebody's right, they will go to the person, ask him for forgiveness, so that he does not suffer in the hereafter. He's not disgraced in the hereafter. Perhaps he'll be disgraced for a few moments in front of this person, and this person might rebuke him and shout him, and then he will feel some type of humiliation. But this humiliation is absolutely nothing compared to the hereafter if he's not forgiven. And then when his amal, good deeds will be taken away and bad deeds will be put on his shoulders and be thrown in Jahannam. That zillat is worse than the zillat in this world. Therefore, people in the past, they would go to the mashayikh and they would go and say, Hazrat, I have made some mistake. I've got some weaknesses in me. You see what problem I have, so you can detect my weaknesses. They would go and genuinely ask for the islah to be made. Why? They had fikr for akhirah. They wanted the amal to become good. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi says that one person or some people would come and ask him and tell him, Hazrat, we made your ghibah. We backbited. And the reason why they would come and tell him is because they were worried that on the day of Qiyamah he was not catch them. And then their good deeds will be given away to him. Rather, they make the mamla saaf in this world and go with a clean slate to the akhirat. So they were worried about the islah. So a person comes to us and he says, I made your ghiba. Then what we should be doing? Okay, I made you maaf, don't worry. Hazrat Thani Ramadullah Ali would ask them, but tell me what ghiba you made of me. Now the person, obviously he's feeling more embarrassed. Some murid of Hazrat Thani Ramadullah once asked, Hazrat, people have made your ghibat, they are coming up, confessing, they made a mistake. So if you just tell them, I made you maaf, don't worry, wouldn't that be sufficient? Why are you asking, inquiring of them, why, what ghibat you made of mine? Hazrat Thani Ramadullah replies, he says, by my maqsad, my intention is not to humiliate and embarrass the person. I want to know what ghibat he made of me. Perhaps the thing he is speaking ill of me, I am guilty of that weakness. I have got that kharabi in me. And therefore I need to rectify myself. If he doesn't tell me, I mean otherwise what is the need for him to make my ghibah? So he told somebody else something bad of me. Perhaps that bad is within me. At least if he informed me, I will check myself and I can rectify and remedy myself. Imagine. Hakimul Ummat Hazrat Thani Ramadullah Ali. Worried about his own islah. Somebody points at our fault, we become angry. Yes, it is important for ourselves, as I mentioned a few weeks ago, that the bimari today we have, the sickness today, most of us have become embroiled in this fitna. We actually make justaju and we search for other people's faults and weaknesses. We look for, that man is doing this guna, he's doing that sin, she's doing that, he's saying, look what they're doing. We point fingers at everybody else but ourselves. We are not prepared to make our own islah. We are prepared to make everybody else's islah and point at their weaknesses. Whereas we should be concerned about ourselves. لِيَحْجُزْكَ عَنِ النَّاسِ مَا تَعْلَمُ فِي نَفْسِكَ. The faults that we have within ourselves should be sufficient for us to stop pointing fingers at others. It has become a bimari today. Everywhere we go, what's happening, what's new, and we start talking about A, B, C. Even in our dawahs, our functions, when we have lunch after Jumu'ah, family together, what are we talking about? Somebody else's weaknesses. Islah has to be taken of ourselves. Hazrat Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, if we talk about kashf, kashf, he said the biggest kashf is when a person is able to detect his weaknesses, his own weaknesses. A person has insight to his own weaknesses. And the moment a person has insight towards his own weaknesses and now has fikr for akhirat, so he now, he wants to remedy those weaknesses and he wants to purify his soul, that's the very first step in the path of Islah. The first step a person takes in the path of reformation is where he now begins to detect his weaknesses, or rather he goes to a person, a mentor, a sheikh, a kamil sheikh, a person who is genuine, not after his dunya, not after name and fame, and genuinely he wants to guide this person. So he will show him, because of his experience, he will detect immediately this person who has got pride in him, or he's got anger in him, he's got jealousy in him, and therefore he'll tell him, do this, do that, don't do this. So that's the very first step a person takes when he is in the path of Islah. And he hands himself over to this person to guide him. And he is genuine and sincere. It's not that he tells the sheikh, this is what you must do and this is what you must prescribe for me. Whatever the sheikh tells, and he follows it. Then in this way he will progress. Inshallah, we'll discuss this more in detail some other time. But the very first step is when a person now becomes aware of his weaknesses. Without knowing your weakness, how are you going to remedy yourself? You don't know what sickness you got. You go to the doctor, he detects. You go to for a scan, x-ray, bloods are taken, and finally they come to a solution for you. And they'll say, okay, this is going to be prescribed for you. Or you need an operation, you need a surgery, or whatever it is. Until his weakness is not put forward and brought to light, he will not know what is the problem. He will not know what is the sickness. Like this, days and days go past. Months, years in our life, our Islah is not taking place. So it's something for all of us, myself first, and all of us to ponder seriously. Have the real fikr for akhirat, as I mentioned in the beginning. And then we can see, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Which one of us is doing best in actions? Do not become beguiled and deceived by the praises of people. MashaAllah, you're very pious and you do very good and you do like this and like that. So all of us get carried away. Our Mashayikh gives a beautiful example of a girl who is getting married. She's the bride. And all her friends, they come and they begin to dress her up. All the girls, her family members, her relatives and all her friends, they come. And they make her look, they adorn her. All the jewelry and the outfit that she's wearing for her nikah and mehndi is applied and whatever. Of course, not those haram customs which have crept into our lives. Those which is mubah and permissible. In other words, she's now looking very, very beautiful. And each one is praising, oh, how beautiful you look. But still, there is no smile on her face. She's tense, she's a bit concerned and worried. Until someone asks her, what are you, what's the problem? You're not happy you're getting married? You're looking so beautiful, everybody is praising you. And you're not even saying anything, but you're looking so tense, worried, what's the matter? She says, I will only become pleased when my husband will praise me. And when he will say, you're looking so beautiful, then I will feel content, then I'll feel happy. Everybody else, all my friends, all of you can say how beautiful I am. It means nothing. Until my husband does not praise me, I will not feel content. In a similar vein, respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters, when Allah says, I have become pleased with you, then a person can become happy. Until Allah is not pleased with us, how can we be content? People in the world will praise us. Family members, musallis and our friends, everybody will praise us. But until Allah does not say, May tujh se razi ho, I am happy with you. Till then, a person cannot be content, and he has to continue striving in beautifying his actions, making his amal proper, making true islah of himself. May Allah give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq, to make genuine islah of our spiritual selves. Our amal, whatever we're doing, must better it. Our mu'amalat, our mu'asharat, and all these spiritual maladies that we are carrying in our heart for years on end, and it hasn't even bothered us. In fact, so many of us have not detected our weaknesses. We don't even know that we are victims of pride and anger and jealousy. And if I'm going to leave this world in this condition, how am I going to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? Therefore, since Allah has given us that hayat, let us make the best of this hayat in pleasing Allah, so that Allah announces His pleasure to us on the day of Qiyamah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Isadiru sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ارحمكم معافرما اللهم ختامكم معافرما الله forgive us completely my Allah الله ہماری دلوں کو مصفى مجلى مزكى بنا الله grant all of us عافية سلامتي حفاظت عزت امن چین سکون راحت protection your معرفت your قرب يا الله grant us اخلاص my Allah Grant us ikhlas, my Allah, in whatever we do. Ya Allah, help us to pass our examination of this dunya and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us pass with flying colors such that you must become most pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't become naraz with us, my Allah. Before maut strikes us, ya Allah, help us to make islaf of ourselves, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to make sincere tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all shurur and fitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Give us halal, tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Don't make us muhtaj, my Allah. Ya Allah, we begging from you, my Allah. Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Ya Allah, you are aware of every person's need, my Allah. Especially those who have raised their hands down, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. Our brothers and elders and young ones in the masjid, my Allah. Allah, we are begging from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove all of our difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us good health, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove us from any type of problems that we are suffering from, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who have got financial problems, my Allah. Remove the financial problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever those who are suffering any type of depression, remove the depression, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us happiness in our life, ya Allah. Give us bliss in our life, my Allah. Give us maut with iman, my Allah. Maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Bari al-Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Kothur water from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mubarak hands, my Allah. Allah, make us enter Jannat without any reckoning. Protect all of us from the azab of Qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, my Allah, grant them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir da'im, my Allah. Those requested, Ya Allah, dua for shifa. Allah, give them kamil shifa, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Make our children the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbulin. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab al-nar. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين